Okay, there's something that's worth checking on from yesterday. Okay, y'all have a pool out back, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when did you learn to swim? How old were
you? Oh, I was about 8 years old.
How did you learn that?
My dad, we went to Corpus Christi, and we got in the swimming pool, and I was scared to death of the water, but he got me out there, and he would, you know, teach me how to float, and then I started taking swimming lessons at the YMCA, and I became a member there, and then after I learned how to swim, I was, you know, going into classes, and I would be promoted from one class to another till I could, you know, do it real good, and then I became a swimming teacher, so.
Oh, did you do WSI?
No. I just, you know, just taught, but I didn't, you know, have any.
Yeah. How did you get over being afraid of water?
Well, it really took a lot of encouragement. I mean, a lot of courage, you know. I guess him just telling me, you know, that there wasn't nothing to be afraid of, because I felt safe with him there, so until I learned, he stayed with me. Mm-hmm. Then I wasn't really afraid of it.
Were you scared to put your face in the water?
I was afraid I'd drown. Couldn't breathe or something.
Yeah.
But.
With the program at the Y, was that like the Red Cross, like a beginner, an advanced beginner? Was that what it was?
You'd go from, they had names like, okay, you'd start out as a minnow.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd go up to a, you know, a fish. Then you go up to a porpoise or something like that, and then a whale. And
okay.
All this stuff.
Did it make you a whale?
No, I got as far as a shark, and then I quit. So.
Okay. When you went, was this like in the summer, or?
I could go, I had a membership card, and I could go swimming. I could do anything I wanted to up there. They had an art class, and I took that, and a baton. I took that, and I took tumbling, and then I was in swimming. So.
What did you do, go every day?
I'd go in the mornings. I'd go to tumbling, and, you know, certain days I'd go tumbling, and then the other days I'd go take baton. And then I started this art class. That was in the afternoon. And then late in the afternoon, I'd go swimming. And then at night, sometimes we'd go family swim.
How'd you like
the art class? It was fun. We learned how to make potholders and stuff like that. They'd give us these little wooden sticks, and we'd have to build something with it. But
did you ever make a purse?
No.
Would you make baskets, or?
No, we just, well, really, all I ever made was potholders out of mine, or build a house out of it.
Yeah.
But then we had these boxes, these little box, jewelry boxes. I mean, you know, like just a bracelet would come in or something like that. And we'd have, we'd dye some rice, all different colors, pink and blue and yellow, and we'd cover the box in this, you know, give it as gifts.
Yeah.
I've still got both of mine upstairs.
Did you ever give them to anybody, or were they rejected, or what?
No, I was ashamed of them. I didn't want to give them to anybody. Because the rice was always falling off of them, so.
Well, when you learned to swim, did your daddy teach you how, or at the Y, did you learn how to dive, too?
They taught me how to dive at the Y.
Mm-hmm. How do you do? Do you do pretty well at diving?
Well, not to do it that much, I guess I do, you know.
Yeah.
I tried doing a backwards dive at the Y. I almost split my back open when I came down, so I didn't go back to lessons anymore, because that's what I have to do, so.
Yeah. Were you scared of that?
Uh-huh.
I was always scared of that.
It'd take me 30 minutes, you know, to go off, and I would never go over. I'd just kind of fall.
Ooh.
So it kind of hurt.
I imagine. Did you ever go off the high board?
Not the Y.